After 5 terms in office, Washington Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen is retiring. The 2 candidates running to replace him don't agree over the proper role of the lieutenant governor. They both spoke with correspondent Austin Jenkins on TVW's Inside Olympia program.
You might say the job of lieutenant governor is a hodgepodge. It's part MC-in-chief.
The joint session will be in order. The clerk will call the roll.
That was current Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen presiding over this year's State of the State address by the governor. The lieutenant governor also serves as president of the state Senate, chairs a legislative committee on economic development, and is a sort of unofficial international trade ambassador for the state. Oh, yeah, and the lieutenant governor steps in as governor when the actual governor is out of state.
I think this is the most interesting statewide office, and the reason for that is that you serve both in the legislative branch and in the executive branch.
That's Democratic State Senator Cyrus Habib, who's running for lieutenant governor. Habib is a lawyer by training who lost his eyesight to a childhood cancer. Also running is Republican Marty McClendon, a radio talk show host and self-described conservative who's never held elected office.
I see it as a job that where you can actually bring the state together, be the advocate, the ambassador to and for, and as well as unique roles.
So unique that over the years, some have suggested the entire office could be abolished. Earlier this year, Habib got crossways with current Lieutenant Governor Owen over the proper role of the lieutenant governor. Habib says he would use the power to make parliamentary rulings to try to block any budget that doesn't fully fund schools.
I will make it absolutely clear that that budget is unconstitutional. If the Senate would like to override that ruling and proceed, they're able to do that, but I'm going to be on record as somebody who has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution that we're violating the rights of kids and the state continues to be out of constitutional compliance.
The Washington Supreme Court has set a 2018 deadline for Washington to fully fund schools in the McCleary case. McClendon says he would be less swayed by Supreme Court rulings.
One branch of power, the courts, does not have the authority to tell the legislature, you know, how to do their job.
McClendon says addressing McCleary is important, but it's for lawmakers, not the lieutenant governor or the courts, to dictate.
The legislature is responsible for this, and part of that is they are elected officials from every part of the state, and they have to come up with a solution.
Another contrast in the candidates, McClendon touts his support of the Second Amendment and his NRA membership, while Habib says he would work to ban guns from the Senate chamber and gallery. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.